Chag Sameach and Shabbat Shalom. Today's Haftarah is for Chol HaMoed, Sukkot. Now, when you say Sukkot, I think of two things. And that is, one is that we lived in a Sukkah as a nation for 40 years after Yitziat Mitzrayim, after we left Mitzrayim. That's one part. But also, Sukkot is a second holiday. It's called Shalosh Regalim. It is the three pilgrimage holidays that the Jewish people would go up from wherever they lived in the state of Israel and even from the farther out, some people, and they would rise up, some say 150,000 people, would come to the city of Jerusalem and live in tent camps as part of the pilgrimage holidays. There were three of those holidays. They coincide with Pesach, the Yitziat Mitzrayim, the Exodus story, the great jailbreak of all time. Two, they also have Shavuot, which is Sheva, 7 weeks after Pesach, you have Shavuot. And then here you have the holiday of Sukkot, where they would bring their Bikurim, they would bring what they have harvested to the city of Jerusalem. And it is interesting that they would bring up their seeds. It says these seeds would be blessed by the Kohanim, so they would go back and plant them so they would have these bumper crops and blessed crops. Okay, happy day, Sukkot? Maybe. The Haftarah from today comes from the book of Yechezkel, Chazak El, God is strong. He was a Navi, a prophet, and a Kohen that lived after, during, and well, before, during, and after the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. And what was Yechezkel doing? He was speaking to the people in the exile, of the Babylonian exile. And he did die, and we know where his tomb is, in Iraq. So he's speaking to those people. So one, is a very high madriga, a very high level, that he was able to speak to Am Yisrael in the Galut, and he is trying to encourage them with a giant carrot stick to stay in it, to have emunah and bitachon, to have faith and stay focused on worshiping the Ribono Shel Olam, to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to worship God, and not to get distracted to other religions or Zoroastrianism or whatever else they did in Iraq. It wasn't any of their business. So the job of Yechezkel was to tell these people, ignore what you're seeing around you and focus on the light at the end of the tunnel. That's a la Viktor Frankl in The Search for Meaning in Life, with the explanation of how people got through the Holocaust and concentration camps. They dissociated from what was going on around them at the time, zoned it out, but they saw the light at the end of the tunnel. They pictured what it would be like when they would be liberated and left the gates of the concentration camp. So Yechezkel, in a certain sense, predates Dr. Frankl, and he's explaining to these people, you have to focus on the future. You have to focus on when you get out of Bavel, what it's going to be like. So the Haftarah here, a second Haftarah, is talking about the war of Gog and Magog. Now this Armageddon, the name comes from Megiddo. This is a city up north. It's an archaeological place that you could visit today. And that what the war is of Gog and Magog is up for debate. But whether it be the war that every world superpower attacks us, or the two major world superpowers attacks each other, and with a collateral damage. But the belief is that it's going to take place, this war will take place either in the month of Tishrei or Nisan, because you'll also see the Haftarah on Chol HaMoed Sukkot is also from the book of Yechezkel, actually from the same chapter, and it is talking about the Valley of the Dry Bones story, which is a very, very famous story. But we'll wait till Pesach for that. So here, Vayom Bayom Ahu, Bayom Bo Gog Al Admas Yisrael Nuum Hashem. So here, he's just describing, Yechezkel is saying that this day of Armageddon is going to come. And then he goes and he describes what this war is going to be like and what's going to happen to all the people. And he explains that the Rishaim, Jewish people that did not follow in God's ways, they have to change their evil ways. Otherwise, they're going to get destroyed. and that he says, but the tzaddikim are going to be preserved. This is one of my famous psukim in all of Tanakh, and it starts off in Pasuk Chav Gimel, v'hitkadalti v'hitkadashti. Hey, wait a minute. That sounds like something I say, but in Aramaic. Yes, yitkadal v'yitkadash comes from Yechezkel, that I should become great, gadol, and I should become holy, I should be made holy. That the Kaddish that we say every day, whether it be in the services, whether it be that we're saying if we're in mourning, whether we say it when we finish a learning of a chapter and a sefer of Gemara, Masechta Gemara, we say this Kaddish. So where do these two words come from? It comes from this Haftarah, Yechezkel, that we should know the Hebrew biblical origins of our day-to-day lives. It's such a big part of it, but so few people know where this came from. And then it continues to describe Vishilachta Esh b'magobu v'yoshvei ha'ayim l'vetach, that these people, that are enemies, will be destroyed. So this is something where the Navi is saying to the people that are in the exile, your days in exile are countable. They will come to an end. You will then return back to the land of Israel, and all the evil enemies will be destroyed, and that world peace, whatever's left of it, will endure forever and ever. And this is what's going on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, on the Shabbat's Haftarah. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for listening.